Pentagon has named a new chief prosecutor for upcoming military tribunals at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Swan will succeed Army Colonel Fred Bork, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Colonel Fred Bork became the chief prosecutor for the Pentagon's Office of Military Commissions about a year ago, and since then has been instrumental in drawing up the regulations for the tribunals, as well as determining the offenses with which the detainees can be charged. Bork says he initially accepted the job because he felt it was his contribution to the war on terrorism.
I've enjoyed every minute of being the chief prosecutor. We've made tremendous progress, identified six detainees for trial. We have lawyers assigned to four of those cases. We've got approved charges in two of the cases.
But so far, not one of the detainees has appeared in front of a tribunal. In the meantime, there has been an increasing clamor over the open-ended detentions of some 600 men being held at Guantanamo Bay. Some of the detainees have been held incommunicado and without charge for more than 2 years. Bork says the glacial pace in mounting the tribunals had no bearing on his decision to leave.
Well, this is a very new process, and because we haven't done any military commissions since World War II, I think people had a lot of questions, and certainly we wanted to be careful from the very beginning that we put together the process in really the best possible way.
The announcement of Bork's departure comes less than a day after the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments over whether the detainees have the right to use American courts to contest their cases. By the time the High Court makes its decision, expected by the end of June, Bork will have taken up his new post at the Army's Judge Advocates General School in Charlottesville. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.